It is about 7:15 on a Friday morning. Good morning. Welcome to 2SER Breakfast. My name is Mick. Filling in for Jamie today. He's feeling a bit crook. He came in this morning, Murray, and he was holding his guts.
He was.
And he was like looking all green. And yeah, he just went home. And
I think it was one of those moments. He came in the front door, saw a ready-made replacement and you right there and said, "You bloody beauty," because he didn't look well.
Yeah.
He says, "Morning, guys, and bye. I'm rushing off home."
Lucky he only lives down the road and you can just go home and back to bed. So hopefully he'll feel better. Have a nice weekend to recover.
You have something dodgy to eat. It's never very pleasant.
Yeah, oh, I hate that. That's the worst, isn't it?
It doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, you're just terrible.
Yeah, I was in Thailand once. Less I talk about that, the better.
Let's move right along.
Well, it's been an eventful week
in
news.
Huge week in news.
Internationally.
That's right. I mean, I suppose the election, it's a fortnight away. We'll look at that in a moment. But, I mean, the global news has been dominated really by what happened in Orlando, on so many different levels, how hideous it was. The guy who carried it out, a wife-beating loner who had been on an FBI watch list, twice examined, twice cleared.
Yes.
He was on a no-fly list, but it wasn't on any no-buy list as far as buying weapons, and he went in to buy this semi-automatic rifle they use in warfare.
Yeah.
His wife, second wife apparently was with him, so she's now being investigated. Mm. And
apparently they texted. Like he texted her during the massacre.
I hadn't seen that. He texted his wife.
Yeah.
I know he'd been calling the FBI and making all sorts of outrageous claims. And, you know, it was more than an attack as well on the LGBTI community. I mean, it was an attack really on everybody who wants to go out with friends, have a beer, have a glass of wine, have a dance, have some fun. Mm. You know, the nightclub was a gay nightclub, and he apparently was in contact with, beforehand, with a number of people who actually go to that nightclub.
Yeah.
So he's all mixed up, and he's now dead because, of course, police shot him, but they're now looking at the motives. President Barack Obama and Joe Biden, the vice president, they're in Orlando, Florida, as we speak. They've met some of the survivors and the families of those who died, 49 dead. There are still 23 in hospital, 6 people critically injured. And doctors say they wouldn't be surprised if the death toll does tick over the 50 mark. And it's the worst mass shooting in American civilian history.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? Like, we hear so many mass shootings in America. Mm. And when they said that was the biggest one, I was like, far out. You know, that, you know, it just
it's
shows
breathtaking.
The context of it. Yeah.
It does. That's exactly right. And I was only last night, we've got some neighbours who come from San Francisco, and we were having a glass of wine with them, and she was in despair. She does vote Democrat, but she's in despair. She said, if it didn't happen after Sandy Hook, when 20 school children were murdered by an identical weapon, she says, I can't see anything changing in terms of gun laws when you got 49 people in this nightclub. And, you know, the National Rifle Association has acknowledged, yes, you know, let's have a chat about perhaps, you know, not letting suspected terrorists buy weapons. Well, duh.
it seems like the most obvious thing. I just can't even believe that you can. I mean,
and you know what? For people outside the US who aren't wedded to the Second Amendment, it just must be unfathomable.
Yes.
Unfathomable.
It is.
That you can have, okay, it's in the Constitution. The right to bear arms is enshrined in the Constitution. But no one's, I mean, does it mean you can go and buy a tank or a bazooka or a rocket-propelled grenade?
Yeah.
If you have a mental condition, why are you allowed to buy a weapon that they'll have in a battle zone at war?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so easily. Yeah. I've seen some articles about where people can just go into gun shops and buy that same weapon, you know, with hardly any checks. They just walk in, they just buy it off the shelf, walk out.
And the other, of course, we woke up this morning, Mick, to the news that this British MP has been murdered. Jo Cox, 41 years old. She was a first-term Labour MP from up in Yorkshire in the north of England. Mm. She was at a constituents meeting on a Thursday afternoon in the local library. You know, we've all been to, well, those of us have been to England, you know the village. It's a tiny wee town.
Yeah.
Might have one police station, might have a library, may have a railway station. It's got a couple of wee shops, a Tesco, a Sainsbury's or whatever it might be. There's a betting shop, there's a couple of pubs, and that's it.
Yep.
And she just stepped out to buy a sandwich, apparently. She was meeting constituents, as I say, in the local library, and this guy shot her 3 times, stabbed her multiple times, and run away. She's died on the scene. And, you know, married, as I say, two little children. And there's no motive at this point. They do have a 52-year-old local guy in custody. There's some suggestion it may be linked to Joe Cox's campaigning for Britain to stay in Europe. But at this early point, it's just it's up in the air. No one knows.
Again, I mean, it's from probably unstable people out there, I guess, who need some help. But to think that that's some sort of answer to an issue that really, you know, is not worthy of any sort of action like that. You know, it's just unbelievable that people can think that, oh, that's going to help things. I just don't know.
Well, maybe it'll help them in their own little twisted way. Yeah. But, you know, that's in Britain. Imagine if it, I mean, if it can happen in Britain, it can happen here. Mm. It can happen in New Zealand. It's already occurred in Canada, hasn't it? We had that incident in the Canadian Parliament. But it's just so ordinary.
Yeah.
An MP meeting his or her constituents.
Yeah.
She's gone outside to buy a Sanger.
Yep. Shocking stuff. Look, we're getting to the pointy end of the election campaign as
yep,
well.
Yep, 2 weeks to go.
No, long.
You happy?
I was away for 2 weeks. I was happy to miss 2 weeks of campaigning.
It's been pretty long. I've been amazed at how chipper Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten both seem to be. They are lasting the distance.
They're some good drugs, though, Steve, to keep them going every day.
I hate to think what their staff are like behind the scenes.
Oh,
last night, a big dinner at Kirribilli House. Malcolm Turnbull, the first Australian Prime Minister to host an end of Ramadan dinner for the Muslim leaders, which is fantastic.
Yeah, very good.
He was there at the top table with the most popular man on Australian television, Waleed Ali, and why not? I want him sitting next to me, thanks.
We'll have to watch the project tonight, find out how that all went, because he'll have something to say about it.
And last night, Bill Shorten was in Melbourne at a remembrance service for those who died in Orlando, and he made the point everybody in our society has a right to feel safe in any environment that they choose to go into. Nightclub, school, university, workplace, you're entitled to feel safe.
I agree, Murray. I mean, I was at a gig last night, just a concert, just watching a band, and I must admit, it went through my head at one point. It's just that thought of what happens if someone just runs into that club with a gun. You know, what do you do?
The Bataclan in Paris.
Exactly, yeah. and that's actually been through my head since that incident, because that was a band that, if I was in that town, I was on playing, I probably would have gone and seen, you know. And it's really relevant to me. Well, they're a great band. I saw them earlier in the year in Australia, actually.
Right.
But, you know, it does now run through my head, which is really sad to think that, you know, does run through my head at all. But, you
know, that's the PS that goes through your mind whenever you go to some live music. You think this could, you know.
You just think about it, yeah. Sport, anything on the
Well, yes, tomorrow, Australia playing England in the second rugby union test.
Yep.
And Australia got touched up last weekend. England.
I was in England at the time, yeah.
Yeah, but they were happy.
Yeah, they were.
Australia was beaten in just about every area of that game.
Yep.
And Eddie Jones arrived and they had a point to prove after the World Cup last year. So well played, England.
Yeah.
Australia no doubt will fire tomorrow. They are down in Melbourne. The other big sporting event, I guess, that's on right now, it's actually suspended, the US Open Golf Championship. It's at Oakmont up in Pennsylvania. Bad weather's forced players off the golf course. Jason Day, the Australian world number one, hasn't teed off yet. He's actually partnered with Adam Scott in the first two rounds, the other Aussie. So the two Queenslanders will be ganging up on some poor bugger who makes up the three. The current clubhouse leader, he's through 17 holes, is Andy Landry. He's at 3 under. Bubba Watson at 2 under. But as I say, no Jason Day as yet. And the Euro... football.
Yeah.
There was a nil-all draw Germany-Poland this morning.
That's
England beat Wales. Yeah, that's dead right. You would have thought Germany there. England beat Wales, thanks to Sturridge, late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the other big news coming out of Europe later today, I actually tried to get a timeline on it. I'm thinking it's going to be early evening our time. Will Russia be allowed to compete at the Rio Olympic Games? Mm-hmm. State-sponsored doping, without any shadow of a doubt. I mean, we heard stories this week from WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, that these Russian athletes they want to test have been running away. There's one guy, even ran out of the stadium mid-race to avoid the drug testers.
Wow. That is...
And of course, they are testing back 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London. They've got brand new methods to look at old urine and blood samples, and they're catching cheats 8 years on.
If they're even using their own urine, are using
correct.
Other ones.
Well, there was one woman who secreted a vial of someone else's urine inside her body when she went into the testing room. Oh, sadly, it dropped and spilled over the floor. Geez. Oh,
yeah, what a mess. Like, I think the only way they're going to learn is if they get They get cut.
Rub them out.
Yep.
Rub them out. They are dirty cheats.
Yep. And then maybe they can come back and think about it for 4 years and try again.
Mate, there are still world records on the books.
Yeah.
Set by cheats. East Germany and Russia. Well, I mean, Tamara Press could throw a shot from here to Chatswood. And it's, we're supposed to believe that was all entirely natural. Please.
Unbelievable.
Have a great weekend,
thank
buddy.
Thank you, Murray. Yep, you too. We'll catch you again next week and, of course, every day here at the newsroom in 2SER.